بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ریگارڈنگ اسلامک ڈائٹری ڈائریکٹیوز دی مسکنسپشن دیٹ وی گوئن ڈسکس ٹوڈے از دیٹ دیر آر سم پیپل ہو سے دیٹ دا فیٹ اینڈ دا بونز آف اے سوائن دے آر ناٹ پروہیبیٹڈ اینڈ دے کین بی ایٹن دے کین بی کنزیومڈ. دس از بیکاز ایز دے سے دے ول ریڈیوس دس اسٹیٹمنٹ دس کنکلوژن فرام دا قرآنک ورس وچ سیز دیٹ اونلی دا میٹ آف دی پگ اور فورک از فوربڈن اینڈ دا ورڈ آف دا قرآن آر لحم الخنزیر وچ آف کورس مینز دا میٹ of the pig, and they say that since it is the meat of the pig which is prohibited, so therefore if its fat is consumed for eating or its bones are chewed upon for eating, then this is an absolutely allowable thing. Now it needs to be understood that this is a misconception, and it has arisen by not understanding the style of the Quran. When the Quran says lahmul khinzir, or the meat or pork is forbidden, it actually means that anything which can be eaten from the pig is forbidden. This is simply because when the Quran says that the meat is forbidden, it actually covers all other things which are included in eating. So therefore fat and bones are equally forbidden, and this is a style which in linguistics is called a cynic dosh, in which of course a part is referred to and the application is to the whole. So by referring to the meat, actually every other thing which can be eaten from the pig is implied. So therefore we can conclude with absolute certainty that just as the meat of a pig is forbidden, on the very same basis this forbiddance extends to its fat, to its bones, and to any other thing that can be eaten out of a pig's body. So therefore it is a very serious misconception and a very wrong conclusion to say that since the Quran has used the words lahmul khinzir, and since the word lahm in Arabic means meat, so therefore not included in this connotation is the fat or the bone or any other thing which can be eaten from a pig's body. This is, as I said, this is a wrong conclusion, and it has arisen by not understanding the special style of the Quran. The word of the Quran, lahmul khinzir, although of course they imply the meat of the pig, but the fact is that since the meat is primarily the thing which is generally eaten from the pig, it is meant to cover every other thing which is eaten from a pig's body. So therefore we can say with absolute certainty that just as the meat of a pig is forbidden, similar is the case with its fat, with its bones, and with any other thing which can be eaten from a pig. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.